Hey, it's me. Yes, from Reddit. I found your number again. Remember? From when you gave it to me. I know it's out of the blue, but... Well, I was thinking. I miss you. I need you. Nothing's changed since when I first posted on Dead Bedrooms. Since you reached out. He never reciprocated. And, well, I left him. I'm finally free. And the first person I wanted to tell was you. You were there when I needed it the most. Do you remember? Those secret calls. The late nights. You took care of me. And I need it again. It started so innocently. It always does. Chatting on Reddit, complaining to each other. We clicked. It was so natural. And soon, it took a turn. You were scratching the itch. Do you remember the first time we heard each other's voices? Hushed whispers, so we wouldn't get caught. Listening to you through my AirPods. We talked for hours. And then, I gave in. I touched myself to your voice. God, I remember how wet you got me. I remember hearing your moans, you saying my name, the wet sounds of you stroking your cock on the other line, how I lost control. I let my fingers slip inside myself, laying in my marriage bed, my husband asleep next to me. I wanted to be good, but you knew what to say. You knew what I needed. My darkest desires. I tried so hard to keep quiet. The hardest orgasm I've ever experienced in that bed was with you. Not him. And that was only the beginning. After that night, we crossed a line, and we didn't want to stop. We texted each other the next morning, tiptoeing around to make sure we were okay with what happened the night earlier. I couldn't help it. I admitted how hard I came to your voice. It emboldened you. Soon, we were exchanging photos. You were so handsome. The conversations continued for days. Then you sent it. Fuck, you sent it. I almost dropped my phone. Your hard cock displayed on my screen. You wanted to see me in return. I snuck away and obliged. It was the most excitement I've felt in years. Putting myself on display. Finally being appreciated, noticed, desired. We continued down this path for weeks, flirting the line between innocence and lust until we couldn't take it, our longing and passion overpowering logic and morals. We finally met. That night? Fuck. Do you remember that night? Because I do. And I am. Right now. You hear that? Fuck. That's how wet I get every time I think about it. There were no fucking strings. No holding back. We knew why we were there in that hotel. We knew what the end result was. I want you to take your cock out. Touch yourself while you listen to this message. Baby, I remember when I saw your cock in person for the first time, inches from my lips. The pre-cum forming at the tip? I was practically drooling, yearning to taste you. Fuck, it felt so good, feeling your every ridge and vein in my mouth. I was so greedy for you. And you were perfect. You fucked my married mouth exactly how it needed to be fucked. Stroke that cock for me, baby. God, as fucking good as you tasted, I knew I wanted more. I wanted you to ravish me, use me, make me feel alive again. Remember how I looked, bent over that bed, arched back, looking back at you, biting my lower lip, waiting for you to claim my pussy for yourself? Fuck. Fuck, yes. You remember that moan? The same one you heard escape my mouth when you pressed that thick cock into me for the first time? Fuck, I'm so wet. I'm gonna come just thinking about how much you stretched me that night. I want you to come to my voice, baby. Stroke that thick cock of yours while you listen. Listen to me touch myself, remembering how you ruined me that night. You fucked me so hard. Took out your frustrations. Used my wet cunt for your pleasure. And it's what I wanted. What I needed. Fuck, baby. Keep going. I wish you were here. I want to come on that cock again. Come for me like you did that night. Fucking my tight cunt with your load. Come. Come, baby. Fuck. I need you again. I hope this voicemail finds you. I need to feel you inside me again. I'll be waiting.